Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
The Phils are in the playoffs, and the Eagles are a story. There's quarterback congestion, and the outcome could be gory. The Flyers soon will reemerge to play their winter game, and though the NBA club there in Philly could be lame, they will quite soon be running up and down the hardwood floor. So who in Philadelphia could think there might be more? And yet there is, for Beckham plays in Philly Thursday night. You might have thought that he was through, and you might have been right if he had not patched up again, alighted in L.A., and if he hadn't done what he does best on Saturday. He bent one for the Galaxy and helped them win a game that they would otherwise have tied. And so his ancient name, well, ancient might be pushing it, he's only 35, but he's been written off so often, left for half alive, and he is fighting catty claims he's cheated on his wife and taking such abuse from fans that these days Beckham's life is less about the soccer he contends that he can play than dodging the photographers and getting through the day. Look, I'm not such a dolt, not such a nitwit, such a clod, that I think David Beckham is some kind of soccer god, despite the fact that $30 million is a lot for playing soccer in L.A. That's what the fellow got. But I root for the story, and the story in the fall may be that David Beckham one more time has heard the call of golden opportunity. He's playing for a team that leads the MLS in points and has the right to dream that they will win a title in this autumn rife with strife as Beckham pushes toward the end of his long soccer life. So there are baseball playoffs now, and football's in full swing, and hockey's just about to start, and basketball will bring its giants to a town near you unless you live on Mars. But in our galaxy of games, among the largest stars is Beckham, and so I, for one, would quite enjoy the sight of Beckham bending in a couple in the fading light of his long soccer days played all around the shrinking world. I would not be surprised if Beckham brilliantly curled the shot that later on this autumn won his team a cup. It wouldn't be the worst way for his journey to wind up.